This is Central Time. Now, since the United States shot down a Chinese balloon illegally flying across American territory back on February 4th, U.S. officials have found and shot down a few more unidentified objects in the sky. Now, there's no indication so far that those other objects had anything to do with China. But that initial balloon has U.S. authorities looking more closely for slow-moving objects in U.S. airspace, and it added a new stumbling block to already difficult relations between the two countries. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, your thoughts on that initial balloon from China, how it fits into diplomacy between the two countries, national security concerns. Join in with your questions, your observations for our guest at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Fred Kaplan is the war stories columnist for Slate and the author of 6 books. His latest is The Bomb, Presidents, Generals, and the Secret History of Nuclear War. Fred, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, good to be here.
Let's start with that Chinese balloon. It crossed the country, got shot down a couple weeks back. Information seems to trickle out slowly. What can we say with a fair amount of certainty about that balloon right now?
Well, it now seems that it was a spy balloon, but that the Chinese meant to have it go over Hawaii and Guam, looking at U.S. military sites there, which apparently happens frequently, but that it really was a strong wind that blew it across North America. So the Chinese were half right in their explanation. Remember, they said, oh, it's just a weather balloon that got blown off track. And that was, by that time, U.S. planes had been tracking it and noting the kinds of emissions that were coming out of it and the kind of antennae that it was carrying and so forth. And it was clearly a spy balloon. But things would have gone a lot better if we had been clear about this from the beginning publicly, and if the Chinese had been clear, if they had just said, look, it's the kind of balloon that you know about that is a military balloon, but it drifted off course. Sorry. At the same time, you know, it did cross into U.S. territory. It was a violation of sovereignty. So that was the first screw up, the mutual misunderstanding. And then under political pressure, Biden was being criticized for letting, you know, Xi Jinping was testing his resolve and he failed and we're shown to be weak. And therefore, 3 other things popped up and we just shot them down. And now they turn out to be really genuine weather balloons, recreational balloons. I mean, it's unclear what they were, but they were not from China. It turns out there are hundreds of these things going over the United States all the time, most of them having nothing to do with national security. And we just got carried away under political pressure. So that's the situation as far as we know it right now.
Now, sticking with the Chinese balloon, the one we know is from China, some people, including callers on this show, have made the case like, hey, we've got satellites over China. China has satellites over the United States. What's the big deal? The balloons are lower. But under international law, there is a pretty big difference between the two. Can you talk about that?
Well, international law, I mean, it did cross into U.S. territory. And, you know, it was 60,000 feet up, and that's still within U.S. airspace. So it was a violation of sovereignty, and they should have come forth and explained what was going on. These kinds of balloons, again, the Chinese have a lot of satellites, just as we do. If these kinds of balloons are mainly flying over U.S. military sites in the Pacific, Hawaii, Guam, and so forth, they don't necessarily have satellites flying over those areas all the time. They could pick up communications intelligence, take pictures at a lower altitude and perhaps more resolution than some of the satellites flying over those areas. So basically, I think what's really going on, they long time ago, we all had spy balloons. Then in the United States, we started getting spy planes and then spy satellites. And eventually we got rid of the spy balloons. You know, we don't need this old tech stuff. I think in China, and maybe to some degree in Russia as well, this spy balloon business had become an enormous bureaucracy, and it just endured. So they do all of the above. Whether the satellite, whether the balloons give them any unique intelligence that they don't get from the other things, probably not much. But it's a bureaucracy in and of itself.
Since this one was downed, we keep seeing reports of another balloon. Is that revealing that there are, you know, more spying efforts out there? Or is it like me cleaning my bathtub? Once I start to look in close, I see how dirty it is. Are we just looking really close for balloons and it's finding like, junk that was out there?
Yeah, you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you go into your apartment's kitchen and you see some roaches. The roaches didn't begin. You just haven't been looking for them at 3 o'clock in the morning before, right? So same thing, but it turns out there's just a lot of stuff up there. But I think there was so much political pressure not to let this happen again. I mean, we were shooting off missiles that cost $500,000, fired from our most advanced fighter jets, to get what turns out to be, we don't know quite what they were, but they weren't from China and they weren't military in nature. So it just threw us, we got thrown into a panic. Under severe pressure. And you know, I think there are some wider lessons here. You know, the first balloon, which was a military balloon and seemed to be deliberately going over the US, wasn't. But we concluded that it was. Luckily, there wasn't any other big crisis going on. Otherwise, the shoot down could have led to something more serious. And then we just got carried away. I mean, the big lesson is, you know, but before you start shooting at things, you should have a better idea of what you're shooting at.
We're talking to Fred Kaplan, the war stories columnist at Slate, looking at the aftermath of the downing of a Chinese balloon after it crossed the U.S. and what it means for U.S.-China relations, diplomacy, and national security. Time for you to call in if you have a question, a thought on all of this at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with Fred Kaplan, columnist for Slate, looking at the Chinese balloon shot down after crossing U.S. airspace, looking for more balloons now, and what it all means for U.S.-China relations. I want to give a listen to President Biden addressing those three UFOs, unidentified flag objects, the balloons that were shot down last Thursday, not the Chinese ones, mentioning they were probably from private companies not related to China. Here's a bit of that address.
We seek competition, not conflict with China. We're not looking for a new Cold War, but I make no apologies, and we will compete. And we'll responsibly manage that competition so that it doesn't veer into conflict. This episode underscores the importance of maintaining open lines of communication between our diplomats and our military professionals. Our diplomats will be engaging further, and I will remain in communication with President Xi.
And Fred, that follows up on what you were saying earlier, how to make sure this somewhat random incident doesn't fray already difficult relations and keeping those lines of communications open. What would that look like?
Well, see, this is the potential tragedy behind here. Right before this happened, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was scheduled to go to Beijing. It would have been the first time that a Secretary of State had been to China in 6 years. He was going to meet with President Xi Jinping. And on the agenda, I've been told, was, you know, furthering the discussion that's been going on between Biden and Xi over areas where the U.S. and China can get relations back on track, not with compromising our interests, but looking for avenues where we can engage again, because things are getting out of hand. And once this balloon crossed over U.S. territory, this meeting had to be called off, because that's the only thing that this meeting would have been about. And Blinken met with his Chinese counterpart at the Munich Security Conference a couple days ago. But apparently it was not a harmonious conversation either. It was talking again about the violation of sovereign space and then also about some recent intelligence information that China is considering assisting Russia with lethal weaponry in Ukraine, which they haven't done so far. So this random incident might have, kept U.S.-China relations from getting on a slightly more productive path than where they have been, and could even have exacerbated the war in Ukraine if things turn out. So it's a perfect example of how, very, very random things can sometimes hurl international politics into either a very good or a very tense direction.
Elizabeth from Verona called in, couldn't stay on the line, but she was wondering about past examples of when foreign balloons have maybe been in U.S. airspace. She mentioned the Cold War, remembering hearing about some balloons over the West Coast. Do we have a lot of precedent to dig into, Fred?
Not a whole lot, although, it's now pretty clear that a lot of the UFOs during the late 50s and early 60s, when there was just a spate of sightings of unidentified flying objects believed to be, from outer space, from alien, they turned out to be experimental aircraft and experimental balloons of the U.S. Air Force. Not many sightings over the U.S., that there were a lot of U.S. balloons over the Soviet Union and China back in the days before we had satellites. But yeah, it's my view is that these are not, you don't want balloons or anything else violating U.S. sovereignty. But these are not, the way that some critics and Republicans were talking about it, it was as if we were under attack. And, the next one was going to be a balloon filled with chemical weapons. Newt Gingrich said that. This is a dry run for when they'll load up these things with biological weapons from Wuhan. I mean, just insanity. And this kind of talk should not be, there should not be concessions to this kind of talk. We both sides really should have been a lot more honest and clear about what this thing amounted to from the very beginning.
In our last minute or so, Fred, I think probably both in the U.S. and China, there are cooler heads and less cool heads. What are you hoping for to see the cooler heads on both sides prevail as we talk about this issue?
Well, look, I think for the United States to continue to have influence in the world and for certain global problems to be solved, we cannot be in a hostile relation with both Russia and China. We are unavoidably in a hostile relationship with Russia right now, and I don't see how that changes as long as Putin is in power. Therefore, we really do have to start at least finding some areas of engagement with China, and I think there are signs that China feels the same way. And so I think it's very important not to let these random flukes from getting in the way of this. And I hope that it's going to have to be the two presidents. I hope that they can have a summit very soon. Again, not to pretend that everything is hunky-dory between the two countries or to compromise our own interests and not to deny the fact that we are both at odds on a many, many things, but we have common interests as well, and we need to start figuring out ways to advance them.
Fred, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Sure, anytime. Thank you.
That's Fred Kaplan, the War Stories columnist at Slate, the author of six books. He joined us today to talk about national security, diplomacy, and balloons.